Not always streaming live. Oh, hey, everybody. It's John Curley, Sherry Ellinger Show. All righty. Teeny tiny lady over there working hard. Going to get that letter of the day. We'll get it on the air for you. You, of course, can write to us and continuously like a young, you know, love star teenager writing letters back and forth. The good old days, Sherry, when you used to write letters. Thanks for your help on that one. Diving in. All right, I don't know if we broke this story, but we talked about it yesterday, and I saw it on Cairo 7 News had it. And here's what's happening. The Redmond City Council, there's 7 of those individuals, think they can make like $18,000-something a year. And then they get benefits as well. So that's what it costs. 7 people, $18,000, that's what they're getting paid. You knew that when you ran for the job. Most people that have city council jobs either retired, or they've got other jobs as well. So they decide that they want to look into the idea of, should we raise the salaries for the city council there in Redmond? There's 76,000 people live in Redmond. I think they've got a budget there of $1.4 billion or something. And this would be 7 people working 40 hours a week. And there's the question as to whether or not the salary commission, these people that have all gotten together, and they're going to make the determination whether they should raise the salaries there for the good people working on the Redmond City Council. So we actually have some sound from this. So what's the sound set up on this, Jacob?
So that they had a meeting. I'm not sure exactly how recently it was. But the first one, we do have the guy describing how much he's proposing. So this is Redmond Salary Commission member Fernando Corey. And he suggests the city council members should earn, I believe the number is $115,000 a year, right? Okay. It comes out to like $9,000 a month. So I guess we can hear from him quickly.
Yeah, I'll go for it. I'll reiterate something that I think I brought up in a previous meeting, which is that I think we should consider a salary adjustment to the council so that each council member is paid the number that we discussed before, proportionately to 40 times, 2080, which is the number of average hours in a position per year, multiplied by a living wage under the MIT's living wage calculator of a single adult with 2 children. I'm happy to provide those specific numbers if you want to discuss, but the number at the kind of bottom line number is $9,607.95 per month when it's taken to a per month basis and not like a weekly basis or annualized at $115,295.40.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After that, because I think this is something that we raised yesterday, was the idea that it exists now as a part-time job, and so at least I just didn't want to note that someone did acknowledge that on the commission.
That's not taking that this would be less than a full-time position, right?
I'm not sure how to answer that. That's the amount.
To be clear, among the commissioners, I just want to like clarify that, you know, we're not discussing the classification of the role of council member. Between, you know, full-time, part-time, that is not our purview. We're merely discussing the compensation that we should compensate the council, you know, commensurate to the role itself and the work that they're doing.
Okay. So the first voice you heard, the guy was basically explaining that's a full-time job, 40 hours a week, right?
Right.
And they want to pay everybody $115,000 working 40 hours a week. You have 76,000 people living there in the city of Redmond. And you'd have 7 people working 40 hours a week each, right? And well, what would they be doing for 40 hours in the week?
Well, they're not willing to commit to that. That's the thing, is the salary commission is saying, you know, we don't dictate that. We don't classify part-time, full-time. And it doesn't sound to me like the council members have said, if we get this extra money, which is 6 times more than they're making right now, at a cost of about $900,000 per year for the city of Redmond, they haven't said, but we'll commit to this full-time. I don't know that there'd be any requirements for them to change their hours. They're just saying that this is what they feel that the job is worth. Apparently, they had also presented like a couple of their other proposals. One was $6,500 a month, and another one was $170,000 based on what the mayor makes.
Okay. First of all, the job, you actually have to produce something in order to get paid, right? So if somebody gets paid $15 an hour, $20 an hour to make a certain number of hamburgers, you have to produce a certain number of hamburgers to make it worth paying you $20 an hour. You have to say, well, what do you actually do? What value do you bring to be paid whatever the number is, $70,000, $100,000, or $50,000? What value do you bring? You can just pay somebody that, but what value? What's the bottom line of value of your efforts? That would have to be understood. And the other part of it is the person then gets the job. It's either somebody who has a job that isn't making that amount of money, decides they want to run for office, right? So, or it's somebody that's retired making retirement money, whether saving, and then they run for office. Or the person who makes more than that amount of money, and they just said, no, I'll take the pay cut to run. What you'll get are more retired people. I've got that. We used to have that over in Sammamish that want to run. It's a part-time job. It is a part-time job. You can fill every single minute you want. But ultimately, in the end, can you imagine seven people, right? What is that, 280 hours? What are they doing? What are seven people doing to serve 76,000 people in Redmond that you would need to spend almost $1 million if you paid them $115,000? They just spend nearly $1 million. What's the end result of all of those hours spent?
I guess it depends on what challenges the city is facing, how many eyes and ears and brains they want on particular problems, and could they be more effective if they put in more hours? And, you know, there's an article about the fact that if you want city councils to, councils to be more effective, then pay them more, that this would be a solution. And this is in The Stranger, and it talks about the fact that, you know, if you want to attract the best and the brightest, pay them.
Really? So if we pay even more money, first of all, the job of the city council in a town like Redmond, where you're handling big, big issues, right? What are you going to do with all the money that you're making? Where are you going to spend it? What are you going to be doing on the thing? You don't have to be a brain surgeon on it. Just simply understand the money coming in. What are you doing with the roads, the police, the fire, that sort of stuff? Maybe parks. You look at all that. And you make the decisions based upon what each one of the departments is telling you. Hey, if we spend this, we get this or this or that. But it's really, the job is a part-time job, and you shouldn't be doing the job for the pay. That's not the reason you're doing it. You're not signing up to be a city council member because you want the money. And I would guarantee you, if you paid them $150,000 or $100,000, and you paid enough to get the best and the brightest, how much better are they going to run the city? What are they going to do? I can't wait till June 1st. I think that's the day there in Redmond that the salary commission people are coming forward to explain. And I hope it's not fait accompli. Do they recommend it, and then that's the recommendation? The council, of course, can't vote on it. I don't know the actual sort of administrative parts of how this will happen. I guess they come forward and they say, this is what we want. But you got to get some people there from the city of Redmond to say, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. Really? Eight times your salary now?
It says that you have to have a consensus among the commission members before making a decision. Uh-huh. It was clarified that a majority vote is required, but not a unanimous one.
Who's on the commission, and how many of those people on the commission are friends with the people that are on that council? You know, mayor asked for a raise, a couple of weeks ago or something, and it was shot down. No raise for the mayor.
I think the commission is appointed. I think that it's like seven people appointed by the mayor.
Oh, okay. All right. People of Redmond. I think it's June 1st. Find out. See how they're going to spend your money to have people working 40 hours a week on a job that doesn't take 40 hours, unless you just want to fill your days with meetings. All right. Ron DeSantis, by the way, his kickoff didn't go so well. We played, I think, a brief bit of the weird, awkward sound when it was Elon Musk trying to set the thing up and get the thing going. So he kicks off the campaign event, or he's kicking it off now in Iowa. He's going to go to New Hampshire and South Carolina as he announces his bid for the White House. And now he starts stumping around. He's still 30 points behind Trump. And everybody dumped on him because they thought it was such a horrible beginning of a campaign when it was all messed up and couldn't get online. The servers busted down. And, you know, he seemed, was he walking around behind like a black curtain or something for a while and then sort of taking his normal speech and shortening it all up? Did you watch the whole thing, Sherry?
I did not, no. I didn't even realize that, you know, that it actually, I mean, I know we talked about it and it had finally they were able to do something about it. But no, I didn't see any part of it.
Okay.
But it depends on who you ask. I did watch some of Fox News last night, and the guy that was moderating it was on with Laura Ingraham, and mm-hmm. he was touting it as, like we were talking about before, that this was basically an event that shut down the internet because it was so popular.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, that's the way they're spinning it. Did
yeah.
you see what Trump tweeted out?
No, I missed it.
Very bizarre. It says, "Rob, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working. Truth, yours does not. Per my conversation with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, soon to become my friend."
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that a haiku? Can you count the syllables on that one? And while you're doing that, here's the city slicker weather guy. Can't stop gagging at a farm. Where'd you find this, Jacob? CNN had... Oh, is this Jeannie Mose?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Jeannie!
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I've got to play it. Here we
yes,
go.
Yes,
it's Jacob watching Jeannie. The news.
Oh, God.
Sometimes makes you want to gag. Imagine what it's like to actually gag while doing the news, or at least the weather.
Oh, it's smelly.
Yes, the air is very fresh here this morning, Hal. I can confirm. My goodness me. Whew, we've got some cattle that we're hand feeding. Sorry. I've got a case of the gags happening here. But
the barnyard smells of the cows he mingled with get him in.
This one just keeps turning around on me, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Tim Davies does weather segments for Nine Network's Today Show in Australia. He often does gags, but this was actual gagging live.
I'm really sorry, everybody.
Tough it up, Tim. Oh, my goodness.
I've personally dealt with a lot of livestock over the course of my career, starting with pigs.
Like my friend here.
But they never triggered a gag reflex. Back in the studio, a co-anchor sang the praises of cow manure and rubbed it in.
Just rub it over your skin, Timmy. It's beautiful, that stuff.
Tim was no lollygagger. He soldiered on, apologizing to the farmer.
I'm sorry. I'm such a city slicker.
A city slicker gagging until the cows come home.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jeannie.
How does she have a job? I'm sorry. But if you could see the piece, you got to see Jeannie Mose in her younger days handling a pig and a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always want like, is that guy like making himself gag, knowing it's going to go viral, and then Jeannie Mose is going to pick it up and then write a whole bunch of sort of cliche lines all around it? Like, is he doing it? I don't want to get manipulated by the gagging weatherman. Who's with me on that?
No one would. Gagging is completely unattractive. I mean, if it was crying or something that could be okay, but nobody wants to be seen gagging. That's a terrible thing.
Sherry, I'm going to have to disagree with you. Sorry. I know it was a hot take on your part, but I do think people will do anything to be famous, anything to get, you know, go viral on things. And you get a couple of like, and then you can realize, oh, that's good. I can keep doing that.
It's not a good look, though, you have to admit.
Have you ever seen the two of us on camera here on the Cairo radio cameras?
Yes, every day.
Good.
Every single
good
day.
Good luck out the door. My camera's so close to me, you get like one eye with a weird light coming through. I look like something from
well,
Indiana
you
Jones or something.
It, Where's your green screen? I've got my half green.
I got a green screen. They sent it to me, and then but then nobody ever put like words behind it. So it's under the bed.
Which way? Okay, wait. How do you think this works?
I know how it works, Jacob. Okay, I'm an award-winning weatherman, okay? I understand what chroma key green is. I made a mistake in my early years and wore a green tie. But let me tell you something. Ohio and Illinois and Missouri never showed up so well in a man's suit on that particular day.
Nobody put words on it.
Nobody ever put anything behind it.
Yeah. Well, remember, I thought it was going to be a decal, so I can't say a word. All right, yeah. We're even.
Gee whiz. Time is passing us by. It's the old Fogey's Farty Show. That's what this thing is. About work on the John Curley Sherry Elker Show. Work is so bad they have to pay you to go. You used to know that in Spanish. I don't remember it, but it's a famous sort of French or Spanish poem. Now, work is a weird thing. You spend 100,000 hours on the job until eventually you pass away and then later retire. And people are now really, really examining how they feel about work, their relationship to work, work-life balance. Why do we have to work so many days, 5 days a week? That was invented by Henry Ford, was in 1921 or something like that. He needed to get people to come into work. So he said, listen, have them work 5 days. We'll give them the weekends off and we'll pay them $5 a day and it'll just change everything. And it did. A lot of people, you know, left their other jobs, came pouring in and were working 5 days a week, 40-hour weeks. And that's the way it all worked. And then all of a sudden we're still all stuck in that same rut that Henry Ford was able to dig for us back in the 1920s. So the idea now is people started looking, would it be possible to work different hours and amount of time? What's the survey say that people would be willing to work, what, 4 days a week, Sherry?
75% of workers would prefer working 4 10-hour days as opposed to 5 8-hour days. But people also say that they would rather work 5 days a week at full-time pay than 4 days a week for less pay. So if it got down to 32 hours and you had to take a pay cut, most people don't want to do that. But they would be willing to work more hours during the day to get a day off at the end of the week or, you know, at the beginning of the week, whenever it is. There's been a lot of effort toward this, especially in Europe. They've tested this in many, many places across the board, all kinds of different professions. And the consensus is that it really does help. It helps people with their work-life balance. It helps people with, you know, being able to catch up on things, appointments, family obligations, all of that. But in this country, experts say it would probably take about 5 to 10 years for this to take hold, that we're so locked into what the way we do it now that it would be really, really hard to change it. There's a Democrat named Mark Takano. He introduced the 32-hour work week. It was a bill to reduce the work week by 8 hours. So that's brewing. A lot of different states are playing around with this idea. In Maryland, they had some legislation about this. It's not really gotten anywhere. It's being discussed and talked about, but not, you know, nothing's happened officially.
The recession that Germany just announced that they're falling into, the recession coming, if you're not already sort of seeing the first clouds of it darkening the horizons here in the United States, just about every single economist will tell you we will be in a recession in 2023. And then, of course, the layoffs will follow. So the first layoff started in the tech business in January, and then we saw more and more. And now the rest of those layoffs will become part of everybody's general conversation, right? I remember in, was it 08, 09, 10, 11, you knew somebody that had just gotten the box and walked out. I was walking past the Columbia Tower on a Friday or something. We were out shooting the show for Evening Magazine, and I remember seeing these three or four people standing outside all crying, holding a big brown cardboard box with all their stuff in it. So when you flip, and then all of a sudden the employee doesn't have the power, the employer has the power, you'll start to see that balance go, and people saying, well, I only want to work 4 days a week. Oh, really? We're not going to hire you. You can hire the person who works 5 days a week, puts in the extra hours. As the balance goes back to the power to the employer, they will have more say as to what they want from you. But right now, there is an imbalance, slightly imbalance, but it's heading back towards those that sign your paycheck. So look out, I mean, Sherry. So I'm just warning you now. Look out.
No, it probably won't happen for us. But people are also saying, you know, there's some employment issues here as far as labor goes, that some employers really, you know, they're not on board with this. And other labor advocates are saying a 10-hour day is too long for some jobs. They deserve overtime after 8 hours. So mm-hmm. this creates another barrier to this, is that, you know, if you're working, especially a manual labor job, you know, after 8 hours, you should be able to get overtime because it's such a strenuous job. So doing 10 hours a day, 4 days a week, would probably be too much on a person's body.
Yeah, the 4 day week, it would be interesting to see what that would do for the economy, because people would go out and spend money on a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. In the 1920s, when all of a sudden people had something called leisure time, which they had never had before, right? They worked 6 days a week, and then Sunday, where they would take the day of rest, that would be the God's day, Lord's day, where you didn't do anything at all, but you still did some work. But all of a sudden, when the idea that you would have leisure time, the Europeans had this idea that in America, all of a sudden, everybody would be going to the ballet and the symphony. They thought orchestras would take off. They really believed that, oh, Americans will have places for art, and they would be more leisurely and enjoy themselves. And all of a sudden, they would fill their time with highbrow cultural experiences. Wah, wah.
That didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Still waiting for that.
People started listening to baseball on the radio, or going to baseball, or going to movies eventually in the 30s and then, or in the 20s, flappers and drinking. And then, of course, prohibition kicked in there, but people were using their leisure time in their own way. It's always amazing to me, like a holiday on Monday, Memorial Day, people already, I looked at on I-90, people are already heading for, you know, the lakes and things. People just like, it's such a sort of a slacky kind of thing. Let's see, Monday we have off, so let's just expand the week and leave on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. But in this country, we don't get a lot of vacation time. In Europe, I mean, my sister-in-law lives in Scotland, and I kind of wonder, when does she work? I mean, she's a doctor, and they go off for 3 weeks at a time, several times a year. Her husband's a dentist, and they go off, and they're big scuba divers and other things, and they're off in the islands. And I mean, it's incredible how much time off they get. We don't really get that. So I hardly blame anybody for taking a little extra time when they can to make the most of a weekend, or the most of a long weekend.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing is that the United States, we're not as productive as Japan. I think they're number one. I don't know where we are on time spent. But there used to be a sense that if you didn't keep up with the person sitting next to you at the other desk, you sort of sense, oh boy, when the chopping block comes, they'll have my head on it, because I'm not keeping up with the guy to the right or left, whether it was sales or whatever else you were supposed to be doing. And by the way, speaking of that, there's only one show here at Cairo after the morning show on Monday that'll be live. And it's going to be this show right here.
Right?
No rest for the weary or the wicked. Nope. Andrew, are you going to be with us?
I'll be here.
Jacob?
Yes.
All right. I'm around. Nate?
Monday, yes, sir.
With us? All right. Oh, ah. Yeah.
Full compliment.
Yeah. Comes the mailman now, Sherry. He's got a big pile of mail. It's a lot of it's addressed to you, me, Jacob, and Andrew, the whole gang. I'm the mailman.
As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm
don't mess with him.
If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
Right to your door, teeny tiny lady right over there. Hello, teeny. Hello. Hello. What's wrong with you, Jacob?
Potato.
I'm getting tired of her.
Good. It's about time.
We'll get the load of the day. First, take care of all the rest.
Okay. Redmond City Council 253 says, whatever Redmond City Council ends up agreeing to, next thing they want is retroactive pay.
253 says, Sumner City Council gets $1,100 per month, takes 10 hours per week, and we are the best-run city in the state. with near zero debt. Sumner City Council.
Area code 360, Redmond City Council. So they calculated an hourly rate, or calculate an hourly rate, make them fill out a timesheet and submit it to payroll. It becomes public record and open to public disclosure.
That's what I say. Just account for your hours. Pay them. Account for it. 4 hour or for a day work week. Matt in 425 says, hey guys, do you know if the countries that have a 4-10s also have shorter school days? The answer to that is Jacob.
I don't have the answer. I don't know that. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for that question. Moving on.
206 says, you should get a salaried position at most corporations. 5 10-hour shifts would sound like a vacation.
Ooh. Wow. DeSantis says, and talking about DeSantis at 360 says, is it just me? A server being down was a good thing for little Ronnie Robot DeSantis. Okay. Is that what we're going to do now? Are we reduced to name calling? Mr. 360? Mr. Well, C360-000, aren't you cool?
Okay. 360. Here's some name calling. Old Fogey Show. 360 says, the Old Fogey's Farty Show comment made me laugh so hard I actually farted.
Welcome to the club. Flying Rules 253 says, please don't touch your flight attendant. We see you. We hear you. We're stuck in the same place, and we're not running away. Don't touch them.
206 says, the only thing stopping me from telling the rumpled pajama-clad passengers to take some pride in yourself is the possibility that I end up sitting next to them.
There's always one. Unicycle Mike, who likes to send in just sort of bland, completely boring letters, has done it again. I like to take pictures of my food. I took one last night of my lunch. Jacob, you realize he's manipulating you by just sending it just stupid stuff, right?
I mean, he's on a roll this week. There's something about bad eggs that he ate.
Yeah, yes, a lot of food stuff with him.
Yeah.
Okay, it's part of it. Here we go. Keep going.
402 says, the Omaha airport is amazing. Anyone angrily tweeting is just mad because they're in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to other letters, 360 says, Curly, we know that your hair color is moonlight on freshly fallen snow. Thank you. You're so right, 360. And Susan Everett Jacobs laughing is one of the best sound effects on the show. Always makes me smile. Don't ever fire that kid. Who would fire Jacob? First of all, how could we fire Jacob, right? Even who's in control of this show? It's going badly.
I have no
idea.
It's
not me. I tell you right now, I don't want anything to do with it when it's just stinking up the joint. That ain't on me, Jacob. Moving on.
Okay.
Fire you have no yourself. Part in it. No part
no.
in it.
None.
Okay. Feedback song, 360. No, that song is just like the soundtrack of the kids' movie Barnyard when the cow sings that critter out of the box.
I'm pretty sure people are just suggesting other banjo songs. I don't think there's really any similarities, but anyway.
All the research I did on that song, I just typed into the Googlating machine, feedback songs, the third one that came up, all right?
Wow, rejected the first two options?
Yeah, maybe we should try the other first two. Yeah. I think we're getting a little bit of
Janet Jackson's song. I kept waiting for her to say feedback. I lost patience.
And now all right. It is time for the letter of
Shows
the day.
A work in progress, Susan. Always. Thank you, Teeny. It's Sherry. Sure, sorry about that.
Okay. Stu in Burbank. Hey, Jacob, if you ever get a tapeworm, don't bother starving yourself and holding a cracker in front of your mouth. Just sit on the airplane toilet and flush it, and it'll suck the tapeworm out.
I forgot. Starve yourself and hold a cracker.
Guys, really? Is this what we've reduced ourselves to?
That's all.
I'm embarrassed for Nate. I'm embarrassed for Nate. You, Nate, I'm embarrassed for you. All right, everybody, hands in. On three. Best broadcast we've ever done in our lives. 1, 2, 3. Best
broadcast
ever done in our lives.
Our lives.